If banking was a popularity contest, the new kid at school would be getting all the votes. This new Canadian startup is trying to change the way we bank. It is called Neo Financial, and it is an integrated rewards and consumer banking, air quotes, solution. I hate when people do that, but that's what they say, a solution. Andrew Chow is its CEO and co-founder. He joins us now to talk about what he would say makes Neo Financial different from the traditional banks. He's in Calgary today. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Bruce.
Did you use the word solution? Can I blame you?
You can, let's just put it this way. There are certain regulations that prevent us from calling ourselves a bank, which we are not. We are a technology company.
Well, that was going to be my first question. I noticed that you call yourself a tech company and not even a financial services company, let alone a bank. Aside from the regulatory reason, why are you positioning yourself as a tech company?
You know, I think there are a lot of preconceived notions of what banks are today. And really the reason why we started Neo Financial was really to focus more on the customer experience. And, you know, with our background, you know, having built, you know, Skip the Dishes and a technology company there, I think you can really leverage technology to bring sort of a better overall financial services experience for Canadians by leveraging tech.
How would a consumer notice the difference? So your two things currently, a credit card and a savings account, what is different about those two products that a consumer would go, ah, this is different?
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of time it's all in the details when you think about the differences. So it's never really just one main thing, but it all really starts with the, for example, the beginning of signing up for an account. So typically you'd have to walk into a branch or try to navigate an online, you know, application, talk to a teller, sign up for a bank account. With Neo, we've really reimagined the entire technology stack for banking. So you can do it directly from your phone. You can do it in 3 minutes or less. And you can sign up, you know, once you have the credit card, you can sign up for a bank account in literally a few clicks.
And consumers get this, especially millennials. I mean, the difference between signing up for an account at a robo-advisor versus signing up for an investment account at a bank is a world of difference still. How did your experience with Skip the Dishes inform how you would approach doing something in finance?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. When you think about, you know, us as, you know, living in this mobile-first tech world today, we all come to expect things instantly, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're on your phone and you're either, you know, streaming movies on demand, you're getting, you know, taxis coming to your house on demand with a click of a button, you're getting your groceries delivered with a click of a button. All of these convenient experiences, people just come to expect. So our experience doing Skip the Dishes was, well, how do we take these, leverage technology and take these really convenient experiences and bring this over to banking? And that's really, you know, what served as a genesis for starting Neo Financial.
What was one of your weirdest ideas that you didn't actually execute that you had from Skip that you're like, oh, wouldn't that be the best if we could do that? Did you have anything like that on your whiteboard?
On the whiteboard of ideas. Well, we had a lot of different ideas, you know, trying to figure out what to do next. You know, I remember, and actually it was, you know, before even doing Skip the Dishes, you know, I was born and raised in Saskatchewan. And of course, you know, one of our staples is Saskatoon berries. So one of the initial ideas before even doing Skip the Dishes and other things, said, hey, should we actually build a global brand and market Saskatoon berries to the world?
Yes. There's still time. There's still time. And you can
like
give
a
people
long lost secret.
Yeah. That's right. You can, and make sure there's a pie in there. We need the pie.
Exactly.
Saskatoon berry
exactly.
Pie. And that should be maybe the name of your, I don't know, of your points program. Cause you built this with points at the core at the very beginning. Canadians are nuts about points almost more than any other consumer in the world. We are nuts about points. How does your reward program differ from the 12,000 that already exist?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at, you're exactly right. Canadians love rewards. And the, you know, there's a lot of problems with the current rewards platforms. So whether it is, hey, you need, they're about to expire, or you can't actually redeem them because they're points. What we've really done is taken a lot of those pain points and said, well, what's the easiest way to earn things? Well, it's actually cash. It's cash back. At the same time, rather than just earning cash back at one single store, with our platform, we actually partner with thousands of different businesses. So ranging from your local coffee shop. So here in Calgary, we have a place called Phil and Sebastian, all the way up to someone as large as a Hudson's Bay. You can actually earn cash back from all of these different places by being, you know, loyal to these different shops, all using the Neo card.
So your firm is Neo Financial, but a Neo bank is a type of bank that exists only online. It's a term people use globally. ING sort of did that here back in the day. You know, then they were rebranded, they became Tangerine, then they were acquired. Globally, which country is furthest ahead on Neo banks?
You know, I think it's amazing because, you know, you can sort of look to the future, as especially as it comes to banking in a few other countries. And I find it actually similar in, across most industries, right? Usually we get Canada is a bit of like the last resort when it comes to other tech companies. So we get Netflix last, right? In terms of selection, you know, Amazon Prime came last to Canada. So when you actually look forward, you know, some of the Asian countries, whether it's China or Japan, actually have some really advanced, you know, interesting ways to pay people to earn rewards. It's all, they call them super apps. And they've actually been able to integrate, you know, your food delivery with your banking, with, you know, the way you discover restaurants as well, all within one app and chat as well. So I think it's pretty interesting. And in Canada, we've sort of isolated what banking feels like today. And rather what we're doing with Neo is, well, how do we integrate both your life and your banking together to make it look and feel more like a tech company?
I mentioned Tangerine. It was bought by Scotia. What are the forces that make it so hard to run a standalone financial services company here in Canada? I intentionally didn't use the word bank, but you know what I mean. It's not easy. It's not like you're opening a cafeteria.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a big part of it really has been around competition, right? So, you know, the larger banks of Canada have become so large that you know, it prevents competition from coming in and trying to compete. And of course, you mentioned ING did a great job back in the 90s and early 2000s to carve out sort of a niche. And really, you know, so much has happened since then. So when it comes to technology, when it comes to mobile phones and social media, so really what we're trying to bring to the table here is, how do we, you know, take advantage of a lot of those new technologies and bring something more modern that's made for, you know, 2021 and beyond.
Of course, you're going to expand your product offering over time. What's next and where does it end? Because, I mean, you could make the case that Neo could offer the full line of mortgages, loans, financial advisors, business banking, all that stuff.
Yeah. And you know, today, like you mentioned, we're starting with an everyday bank account that earns you high interest. We're starting with a rewards credit card that earns you cash back from all these places. But that's really just a starting point for what we're building. And to meaningfully create something that adds a ton of value to Canadians and their financial lives, you need to have more products, right? I mean, I think there's a stat around majority of Canadians have all their banking products at one single institution. So how do we actually compete with that? Well, we need to offer, you know, a larger breadth. But the question is, well, how do we innovate across mortgages, investing, and other lending products? Well, it's just a matter of taking it step by step and figuring out the best way to serve Canadians. And so the short answer is yes.
Short answer is yes, you're going to take over the world. But what are, okay, I'm going to force you to choose one of your children here. What would be one or two of the next things that you would focus on?
Yeah, so I think there's a huge opportunity to create an integrated experience when it comes to investing, for example, and or mortgages too. But there are two areas that have huge opportunities to, you know, democratize you know, investing in democratized mortgages so that it's much more streamlined and integrated with the way that you do day-to-day finances.
Perfect. So we'll put Wealthsimple and RateHub on notice that you're on your way. I'll let them know. We'll you can have a call with Katchen yourself. You have a cities and culture tab on your website. I can pretty much guarantee TD Bank does not have a cities and cultures tab on its website. There is a guide to Calgary's Kensington Village. Why did you want that sort of, call it lifestyle content? Why did you want that more lifestyle content to be a part of what you're showing consumers?
I think, you know, what we're able to bring, because we're building new from scratch and essentially building a bank from scratch, what we're able to bring is really this local aspect to banking and this personalized approach. And because we partner with so many different local businesses, we work with over 3,000 small businesses, retailers across Canada. And our ability to work with these communities, work with these small businesses and help grow them together is really, you know, our, you know, bread and butter that we can do that, you know, a lot of these large incumbent banks can't do because they're so large already. So that's why we focus, you know, a lot on the city that we work, that we are in.
What will open banking mean for Neo Financial if and when it comes to Canada?
Open banking, we've seen it work quite well in other countries to really increase that competition and provide more choice to Canadians. For Neo, it's really just, today we operate without open banking. I think tomorrow with open banking, it can really open up the possibilities when it comes to consumer choice, when it comes to providing just a much more seamless experience of saying, you know, I don't want to have everything all in one place. I actually want to choose the best across, you know, five different places.
Interesting. Well, lots to watch, Andrew, lots to watch. Thank you for joining us today.
Right on. Thanks so much for having me, Bruce.
Andrew Chow is CEO and co-founder of Neo Financial. They're the new kid on the block. We're going to be watching their progress and see what it means for consumers and for the incumbents too.